إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we're having from reading from Al-Usul al-Thalatha with an exclamation by Sheikh Saleh bin Al-Fawzan Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And before we begin with the lesson, we want to remind our brothers and sisters of the importance of these days which we are witnessing at the present time. Days where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned Wal Fajri wa Layal in Ashr in Surah Al Fajr, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala swore by the morning, the rising of the sun, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala swore by 10 nights. And it's been mentioned by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and Ibn Zubayr and Mujahid and other than them from amongst the Salaf that these are the Ayyam of Ashr al-Hijjah. These are the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which we are presently in this week, the second day. This week, the second day, and indeed these particular days are great days, as is authentically reported in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari under the authority of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرَةِ. There is no day that actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. قَالُوا وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They said, even fighting in the way, O Messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَسِيهِ وَمَالِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Even fighting in the way of Allah, except the man who had left with his life and his wealth, and he did not return with anything. He did not return with anything. So these are tremendous days. It is upon the believers to fill these days with istighfar, to fill these days with completing the obligations, to fill these days with supplication to Allah, to fill these days with giving charity. As mentioned by Hafiz Ibn Hajar Rahim Allah Ta'ala, he said, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرْ أَنَّ السَّبَبَ فِي امْتِيَازِ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ لِمَكَانِ اجْتِمَاعِ أُمَّهَاتِ الْعِبَادَةِ فِيهَا. He said, it seems that the reason why these days are more beloved to Allah, and are tremendous with Allah, is because the fact that you have the major actions of worship which are combined in this month. وَهِيَ الصَّلَاةُ الصِّيَامُ وَالصَّدَقَ وَالْحَجُّ وَلَا يَأْتِي ذَلَكَ فِي غَيْرِهَا. These are the major forms of worship: the Salat, the Siyam, and the Sadaqah, and the Hajj. The Salat, the Siyam, the Sadaqah, and the Hajj. So these days that we are in are tremendous days, and it's upon the believer to take advantage of these days. It's upon a believer to take advantage of these days. And even to show you the importance of these particular days, some of the ulama, they held these days to be even greater than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Greater than the last 10 days of Ramadan. It was mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Ibrahim Allah Ta'ala, where he said, Ayyam Ashr al-Hijjah afdal min Ayyam al-Ashr min Ramadan, wa layali Ashr al-Awakhir min Ramadan afdal min layali Ashr min Dhul-Hijjah. He mentioned the days of Dhul-Hijjah, yani the days during the daytime. The days during the daytime of Dhul-Hijjah are better than the days of Ramadan. And the last nights of Ramadan, the last, yani during the nighttime of Ramadan, is better than the nights of Dhul-Hijjah. So these are just some things that were mentioned by the ulama, rahimahullah ta'ala, with regards to these particular days. So it's incumbent upon the believers to take advantage. It's incumbent upon the believers to take advantage and not to be deficient or negligent in these particular days, because no one knows, is he going to see these days again? And in fact, it is from the fadl of Allah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. هو خير مما يجمعون. Say, the merits of Allah and the mercy of Allah, this is that which you should be happy for. And indeed from the merits of Allah, indeed from the merits of Allah and from the blessings of Allah is that He has allowed His servant to reach these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So it's upon a believer to be diligent, it's upon him to be mindful, it's upon the believer to fill these days with first and foremost fulfilling the obligations. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَنْ يَتَقَرَّبِ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي فِي شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ إِلَّا مَا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. The servant will never come close to Allah. In Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi mentioned, the servant will never come close to Allah except with that which Allah has made obligatory upon him. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Hadith al-Qudsi, and my servant will continue to come close to me with the supererogatory actions until I love him. So the first, that which is first and foremost upon, mandatory upon the believer is that he begins with the obligations. And then he adds, he does the sunan. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there's not a servant that prays Ithna Ashra Raka'atan fil Yom. إِلَّا بَنَ لَهُ بَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. What the Prophet mentioned, that there's no one that prays 12 supererogatory prayers in a day except that a house, a palace is built for him in Jannah. And that hadith actually is مُصَلْفَل. The hadith is, the chain of narration is individuals, they heard it from the Prophet. Individuals, every individual in that chain of narration, he said, once I heard that hadith, I never left off those 12 prayers. Starting from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the tabi'een that heard it from her, to the atba'i tabi'een that heard it from him, to the scholar of hadith that heard it from him, everyone in the chain of narration, they said, and starting from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, she said, when I heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I never left off those 12 prayers. And then the tabi'i, the second generation, when he heard it, he said, when I heard it from her, I never left off those 12 prayers. And then the person that heard it from him said, when I heard it from him, I never left off those 12 prayers. And those prayers are 2 rakats before Salatul Fajr, and 4 rakats before Salatul Duhur, and 2 rakats after Salatul Duhur. That's 8. And, no, 8, and then 2 rakats after Salatul Maghrib, that's 10, and 2 rakats after Salatul Isha, that's 12. 2 before Fajr, 4 before Duhur, 2 after Duhur, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha. So this is something of the merits of these particular days. It's a reminder for myself and it's a reminder for the believers. And indeed it's upon us for fastabiqul khairat. It's upon us to be racing and competing in all forms of good deeds. Racing and competing in all forms of good deeds. Not so that we can be better than others, so that we can meet our Lord and our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. As Ibn Qayyim Rahimullah ta'ala mentioned in Kitab al-Fawa'id, so please your Lord before you meet him and decorate your grave before you enter into it. Now, the lesson that we're having tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, reading from Al-Usul al-Thalatha, was from the statement of the author where he says, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَا الْأُصُولَ الثَّلَاثَةُ الَّتِي تَجِبُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مَعْرِفَتُهَا. If it is said to you, what are the 3 foundations which it is obligatory upon the individual to know? فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ. Say, it is incumbent for the servant to know his Lord and his religion and his prophet. His Lord and his religion and his prophet. And Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafizahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to this, he said, لِمَاذَا خَصَّ هَذِهِ الْأُصُولَ الثَّلَاثَةَ. Why did the Shaykh mention these particular foundations? Why did he mention these particular foundations? لِأَنَّهَا هِيَ الْأَسَاسَاتِ لِلدِّينِ. Because these foundations are, or these principles are the foundations of the religion. وَلِأَنَّهَا هِيَ الْمَسَائِلَ الَّتِي يُسْأَلُ عَنْهَا الْعَبْدُ حِينَ يُوضَعُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. And because these are the questions that the servant would be asked when he is placed in his grave. لِأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَصُوِّيَ عَلَيْهِ التُّرَابُ وَانْصَرَفَ عَنْهُ النَّاسُ رَاجِعِينَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ جَاءَهُ مَا لَكَانَ فِي قَبْرِهِ. He said, because when the servant is placed in his grave and the dirt is placed upon him, and it is flattened, and the people return to their families, two angels approach this individual. فتعاد روحه في جسده ويحيى حياة برزخية ليست حياة مثل حياة الدنيا. And the soul comes back to the individual, and then this individual begins to live a hayat al-barzakiyya, the life of the grave, which is different from the life in this life. Hayatan Allahu a'lamu biha. It is a life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows about. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ فِي قَبْرِهِ فَيَقُولَانَ لَهُ. They sit him in his grave. They sit him up in his grave. And they say to him, مَنْ رَبُّكْ وَمَا دِينُكْ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكْ. And they say to him, who is your Lord? And what is your religion? And what is your prophet? So the Shaykh Hafizullah Ta'ala, he goes on to explain that the reason why Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentions these three foundations, because these are the three foundations that a person is going to be asked about on the day of judgment. On the day of judgment. Now, so then the author goes on to say, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ. If it is said to you, who is your Lord? Say, رَبِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنْ نِعْمِهِ وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَاهُ. Say, my Lord is Allah, the one who has raised me, and he has raised all of mankind with his blessings. And he is the one who I worship, and I do not worship anyone other than him. He is the one that I worship, and I do not worship anyone other than him. Naam. So indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that, brought us into existence. Allah is the one that created us. Shaykh Sarif Fawzan, Hafizullah Ta'ala, he goes on to mention how yes, this is the case. And he mentions that Allah Ta'ala هو الذي رب جميع عباده بنعمه. Allah Ta'ala has given everyone his blessings. وَيُغَذِّيهِمْ بِرِفْقِهِ. And Allah feeds everyone from his provisions. يَخْلُقُهُمْ بَعْدْ أَنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا شَيْئًا مَفْقُورًا. Allah has created you after you were nothing to be mentioned. After you were nothing to be mentioned. And the proof for that is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Al-Insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حَيْنٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has it not come upon the people a time when they were nothing? So the reality is we were nothing. We were nothing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence. This is from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, the statement of Allah in Surah At-Tur, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, were they created from nothing, or did they create themselves? So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed his endless blessings upon us by bringing us into existence. And some of the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they mention this Allah blessing his servant is actually of two types. One is that which is general for all of mankind. The disbelievers and the believers. Because the reality is, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the believers by bringing them into existence. Allah created them from nothing. And when they were in the wombs of their mothers, who is the one that brought them the nutrients, and who is the one that gave them life, and who is the one, all of this was done by Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the general tarbiyah, or the general upbringing that Allah, or the general blessing that Allah has bestowed upon all of mankind, the disbelievers and the believers. The disbelievers, مثلا, when they come out of the wombs of their mothers, who is the one that gives them the milk? That is indeed from Allah. Allah created that. Allah Azza wa Jal created that. Who gave them intellect? Who gave them sight? Who gave them hearing? Who gave them good health? It is Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not that this is something natural. And this is something, Mother Nature and the likes of that. No, this is something from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is something from our Lord. Tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is a general rearing for the disbelievers and the believers. And then you have that which is specific for yeah, that which is specific for the believers. And that is that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed Iman. Yani, Allah has bestowed Iman. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. And Allah Ta'ala has guided us. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, مثلاً, in Surah Al-Hujurat, مثلاً. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرُ وَالْفُسُوكُ وَالْعِصْيَانُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat that Allah has made Iman beloved to you. And Allah has beautified it in your hearts. And Allah has made kufr and sin and transgression disliked and hated by you. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. These are the people who are guided. This is the merits of Allah and His blessings. This is from the merits of Allah and His blessings. So indeed, that which the ulama have mentioned, rahimahumullah ta'ala, of the, that Allah ta'ala is the one who blessed us, and you have that which is general and you have that which is specific, is proven in the Quran and also in the authentic sunnah of our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. So Allah ta'ala is the one who has brought us into existence. And Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, he mentions that Habib Allah Ta'ala, he mentions that Allah Ta'ala created us, and Allah Ta'ala placed us في بطون أمهاتي في بطون أمهاتي من خلق من بعد خلق في ظلمات البلاث. Allah placed you in the different stages of darkness in the wombs of your mothers. ويوصل إليهم الرزق حتى في بطون أمهاتهم. And Allah brings you the nutrients, the food. Allah brings you that which you need to survive even while you are in the wombs of your mothers. وَلِذَلِكَ يَنْمُو جِسْمُ الْجَنِينِ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ وَيَقْبَرْ لِأَنَّهُ يُوصِلْ إِلَيْهِ الرِّزْقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. He said, and because of that, you find that the child, while it's in the mother, while it's in the stomach of the mother, it's becoming bigger, it's becoming developed. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala is nourishing that child while it is in the stomach of the mother. Because لَأَنَّهُ يُوصِلْ إِلَيْهِ الرِّزْقُ الرِّزْقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَيُوصِلْ إِلَيْهِ الْغَذَى. So the nutrient is going to the child in the stomach, in the womb of the mother, and this is by the blessing of Allah. Then he says, وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِ لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودِ سِوَاهِ. And he is the one I worship, I do not worship other than him. Now, and this is the difference between the statements of the believers and the statements of the mushrikun, because the mushrikun, they say, رَبِّي Allah. They say, my Lord is Allah. مَنَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Who is the one that created? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and earth, they would say Allah. They would say Allah. So they knew their Lord was Allah. But they were seeking partners with Allah. So notice, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, never does he suffice with, my Lord is Allah. Never does he suffice with, my Lord is Allah. Because the mushrikun said a similar statement. But Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, always follows it up with, and he is the only one that I worship. And you find that in all of his treaties. In all of his treaties, whether it's Usul al-Thalatha, whether it is Qawad al-Arba, whether it is Kashf al-Shubuhat, whether it is Kitab al-Tawheed, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, always brings the statements that prove Rububiyyah, and then he attaches those to that which proves Al-Ubudiyyah, and the fact that Allah ta'ala is the one that we worship. And the fact that Allah ta'ala is the one that we worship. وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهُ عَالِمٌ وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ. And everything other than Allah is from the creation, from that which Allah created, and I am one of those things that, and I am one of that which Allah created. No, everything that other than Allah, Allah created it. اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the creator of everything. اللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and that which you do. Allah created you and that which you do. And we find that throughout the Quran that Allah is always mentioning, that our Lord is always mentioning the creation. And he uses that to bring about, to establish that the uluhiyyah is only for Allah. The worship is only, the worship should only be directed toward Allah Azza wa Jal. And we've mentioned this verse, as we mentioned previously in the lessons, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, u'budu rabbakum. O mankind, Surah Al-Baqarah, worship your Lord. Alladhi khalaqakum, the one who created you. Walladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. And he created those who came before you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions the khalq. Allah Azza wa Jal always mentions the khalq. And then on that, he establishes the uluhiyyah should only be for Allah Azza wa Jal. And we mentioned previously that Jubair bin Mut'am, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the statement of Allah in Surah At-Tur, when he heard the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah At-Tur, he said, my heart almost flew. My heart almost flew. I'm khuliqum min ghayri shay. Were you created from nothing, or did you create yourself? So this is something extremely important, and that is attaching and always mentioning the khalq to establish the uluhiyyah and the ubudiyyah, which is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. If it is said to you, how do you know your Lord? فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. You say, I know my Lord from His signs and from His creation. I know my Lord from His signs and from His creation. And actually, the ulama, rahimahullah ta'ala, they mention the signs of Allah are two. The signs of Allah Azza wa Jal are two. The first is that which is in the creation, which is that which is created. This heaven, the moon, the stars, as the author is going to mention, rahimahullah ta'ala. As he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ لَا تَشْتُدِي لِلشَّمْسُ وَلَا لِلْقَمْرِ, to the end of that which the author is going to say. Okay, so from the ayat of Allah is al-ayat al-kawniyya. From the ayat of Allah is al-ayat al-kawniyya. That which Allah SWT has created and placed in the creation. Naam. And from that is the heavens and the earth. And because of that, you find Allah Azza wa Jal constantly in the Quran referring to the heavens and the earth. Referring to the heavens and the earth. We find Allah SWT even swearing by His creation. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. Allah SWT swore by the stars. And Allah SWT وَالشَّمْسِ وَالدُّحَاهَا. And Allah swore by the sun. And Allah SWT swore by وَالْقَمْرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah SWT swore by the moon when it follows the sun. So Allah SWT mentioning the sun, and mentioning the moons, mentioning the moon, and mentioning the stars. Allah SWT mentioning these things. Likewise, Allah SWT mentioned the creation of the heavens and the earth. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Did they not look at the camel, how it was created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Did they not look at the sky, how it was elevated? وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Did they not look at the earth and how it has a roof? وَإِلَى نَعْمَ. So Allah SWT mentions all of this. أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. Did they not look at the mountains, how we have elevated the mountains? وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And had they not looked at the earth, how it's been made flat. So Allah SWT constantly, through the Quran, mentions the creation, the creation of the heavens, the creation of the earth, the flattening of the land, the creation of the mountains. Look at the size of the mountains. And Allah SWT mentions, you know, for us to reflect about the Day of Judgment, about the creation of the mountains. وَأَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ رَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. If this book was to be revealed upon a mountain, you would have seen the mountain crumble out of fear of Allah. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَعَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. Allah SWT says, verily we have given this trust. We offered this trust to the heavens and the earth and to the mountains, and they rejected. فَعَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا فَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. So mankind accepted it. So Allah SWT constantly talks about the heavens and talks about the earth and talks about the mountains. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah SWT says, and on earth you have signs for those who have certainty. وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. And even in yourselves, you have signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. So throughout the Quran, throughout the authentic Sunnah, we find that our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala always refers to the creation of the heavens and the creation of the earth. So the author, Rahim Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned, so if you are asked, how do you know your Lord? And the reason why this is being mentioned is because it is said, and notice, go back to what the author said. What are the three principles that is incumbent upon you to know? To know your Lord, to know your religion, and to know your Prophet. Then the author says, and فَإِذَا أَخْتِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ. If it is said to you, who is your Lord? قُلْ رَبِّي اللَّهِ. Say, my Lord is Allah, the one who has raised me, the one who has created me, the one who has reared me. رَبِّي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He's my Lord. He's the one I worship. I don't worship anyone other than him. Then he says, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. This is Sheikh Salaf Wazan mentions. Why? Because the one who makes a claim has to have a proof. The one who makes a claim, he says, جَاءَ الشَّيْخُ بِالْأَدِلَّةِ مِنَ الْوَحِي وَمِنَ الْعَقَلِ. Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab right now, he's going to bring proofs from text, and he's going to bring proofs from intellect. But before I go into that, I forgot to mention the other ayat of Allah. The second category of ayat from Allah are ayat shar'iyya, are legislated proofs, meaning, or legislated signs, meaning the books. The books are legislated signs, ayat shar'iyya. And we don't say the books are created. The books are not like the first category. The first category are that which Allah has created and placed in the world. Al-ayat al-kawniyya. But al-ayat al-shar'iyya are that which Allah SWT has revealed of legislation. It is not created. It is not created. It is that which Allah SWT has revealed to His Prophet Muhammad SAW and to the Prophets who came before them of legislation from books. Legislation from books, yes. So we know Allah SWT by looking at His creation. We know that there's a creator. We know that there's someone who runs this. And Allah Hu al-Malik, Hu al-Mudabbir, Allah SWT is the one that runs this. Allah is the one that created it, you know. Allah is the one, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't belong to us, right? And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent down the revelation. So if we read the Quran, we know about our Lord. If we look into the heavens and the earth, we don't know the specific sifat of Allah azza wa jal. You don't know the specific sifat of Allah. You know that Allah creates. You know that Allah controls. You know that this, you know that, but you don't know that Allah SWT has specific sifat, like the saq of Allah, like the hands of Allah, like the sight of Allah. You don't know those things, you know, specifically by looking into the creation of Allah, but you know it specifically by reading the book of Allah. That Allah, the book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger SAW, that Allah SWT is happy. Allah is happy with the tawbah of His servant. You don't know that by looking at creation, you know that by reading the book of Allah, Azza wa Jal. By reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something which is extremely important. You need to look at the signs of Allah, whether that is in the creation, you know, or likewise in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of that, it was mentioned by Ibn Qayyim Rahim Allah Ta'ala in Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, where he said, وَأَحْسَنُ مَا أَنْفَقَتْ فِيهِ الْأَنْفَاسِ. The best thing that you can spend your breathing, inhaling and exhaling, التفكر في آيات الله وعجائب صنعه والانتقال منها إلى تعلق القلب والحلم به دون شيء من مخلوقاته. He said the best thing that you can spend your breathing in is to think and contemplate over the signs of Allah and be amazed at His creation. And you move from that to having your heart, having focus, love or reverence of Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of having any of that for anyone from His creation. Instead of having any of that, or instead of having that awe, that love, that reverence for anyone of His creation, it is solely for Allah Azza wa Jal. It is solely for Allah. Why? Because you look at the signs, that which Allah has placed around you. You look at how Allah Ta'ala created. How Allah created everything. فَأَحْسَنَ خَلْقَ. Allah has perfected the creation. Allah Ta'ala has perfected the creation. He has perfected the heavens and earth. Allah Ta'ala has, you know, placed the heavens and He has made them stable so that they don't fall upon the earth. And He has placed the mountains upon the earth. And if all of this is in the Quran, He has placed the mountains upon the earth so that the earth doesn't shake and sway and the likes of that. All of this is from Sun'atullah, alladhi ahsana kulla shay'an, khalqa. As Allah Ta'ala says, this is the creation of Allah, the one who has perfected everything which He has created. The one that He has perfected everything which He has created. So this statement of Ibn Qayyim is azim, because now we look at the creation, we look at that which Allah has created, and it only brings us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it brings about the uluhiyah and the ubudiyah, that we only worship Allah, and we worship none other than Him, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And so Shaykh Salih Fawzan, Habib al-Atar, he mentions, now the author is going to mention, what are the proofs of that? You said, Rabbi Allah, الذي رباني ورب جميع العالمين بنعمه وهو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه. When the person said, my Lord is Allah, the one who has reared me. And he is my Lord. He is the one I worship, and I worship none other than Him. Now he's saying, so if it is said to you, how do you know your Lord? So Shaykh Salih Fawzan, he mentioned that the Shaykh Hafiz Rahimahullah Ta'ala has come with proofs of intellect and proofs of revelation. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبُّكَ لِأَنَّ مَنِ ادَّعَى شَيْئًا فَلَا بُدْ أَنْ يَقِيمَ الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى الدَّعْوَى. Because the person that claims something, it is incumbent that he mentions a proof. He has to have a proof. He says, وَلَا بُدْ لِكُلِّ مُدَّعٍ أَنْ يَقِيمَ الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى الدَّعْوَى وَإِلَّا كَانَ دَعْوَاهُ غَيْرُ صَحِيحًا. So if you don't have any proof for your statement is not true. Your statement is not true. So you said, أَنْتَ قُلْتُ. This is the same as Shaykh Salih Fawzan. أَنْتَ قُلْتُ. You said, رَبِّيَ اللَّهَ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّ جِمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعْمِهِ. You said, my Lord is Allah. He has reared me. And He has reared all of the creation with His blessings. مَدَّلِيل. So what is your proof for this? So what is your proof? فَقُلْ. Say, الدِّلِيلُ آيَاتُهُ وَمَخْلُقَاتُهُ. The dilil is His ayat, His signs, and that which Allah has created. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Then the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, is going to go on to mention the different signs of Allah azza wa jal. The night, the day, the sun, the moon, and the heavens and the earth, and the likes. The author, rahimahullah ta'ala, is going to mention these particular things, and he's going to mention a proof for each of these points. Even Allah ta'ala, we will do that, not next week, because next week we won't have a lesson because we're going into Eid, but we will do that when we resume our lessons, inshaAllah ta'ala, after about 2 weeks. Bi-idhnillah ta'ala, we ask Allah ta'ala to make us, to allow us to benefit from that which we've heard and to implement it and teach it to others. We ask Allah ta'ala to fill our hearts, with tawheed. We ask Allah ta'ala to fill our hearts and our homes with tawheed and with the sunnah. We ask Allah ta'ala to protect our families, our wives and our children, and the Muslims from all types of evil. We ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us to that which is pleasing to Him in this life and in the next. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.